Deacon, and you're on the Morning Brew Christian Podcast Show, waking up with CA at Face Studio One in beautiful downtown Fort Worth. So let's give that jingle for the one, the only CA on iHeartRadio. iHeart, hit it off right now.
Favorites.
There we go, T-Mac and Marenzda. That's right. Hi, everybody. How you all doing? Good morning on a Thursday. This is CA, your on-air personality, your encourager, and your friend on the Morning Brew Christian Podcast Show on iHeartRadio. Yes, indeed. I've got a great show lined up today. We're going to talk about it here in just a little bit. I'm finally going to be able to do our first biblical lesson today. I'll be able to go over that and explain that as well. I hope you guys are doing well. I hope everything's going well. I hope you're staying as healthy as you can be, because that's what it's all about, trying to stay healthy, isn't it? So let's talk about what's going to happen on our show. Now, before I do, I'm kind of getting ahead of myself. I'm up here at Face Studio One, up here at the iHeartRadio studio, up here at the tower in downtown Fort Worth. I want to remind you, if you have any questions, comments, suggestions, gang, you can email me up here, morningsbrew@gmail.com, morningsbrew@gmail.com. Also, like me on my Facebook page, The Morning Brew Christian Podcast. Check and like that like button, okay? All right, well, let's talk about what's going on our show today. What do you say? On a Thursday, two more days, and it's the weekend. I got a Bible devotion here in just a little bit we're going to talk about. It's called Living a Holy Life. And Security Sam, we haven't talked to him in a while. He's been protecting our studio out here at the tower. That's right. Security Sam checking in. We're going to talk about these COVID and Omicrons. And we're just going to shoot the bull for a little bit, drink a little bit of coffee and talk about things. And got some great Christian songs coming up here in a little while. Also, we're talking about my biblical teaching for the first of the year. A little after first year. We're already 13 days into it. Today's lesson, I'm going back to my biblical archives, is there's five birthmarks of the born-again Christian. Again, five birthmarks of born-again Christian. You guys are really going to enjoy that. Are you jumping jack ready for the first of the year? Well, you better get ready. I want you guys to loosen your joints up. Go ahead and drink you a swig of water if you haven't already. Gatorade. Lay off the coffee for just a bit while you're doing all that. Okay, I think we're about ready. I know my joints are kind of loosening up right now. So fix and do the countdown. Then we'll do our Bible devotion. Get ready. Follow the beat to the music. Here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4. 1, 2, 3, 4. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Let's roll. Gonna be a warm day in beautiful downtown Fort Worth. 75 degrees. I've never seen anything like this. I'm a native Texan, and I got to tell you, folks, I've never in my life seen anything like this. I can't even explain it. All right, well, today we're going to take it to the book of Matthew, chapter 6 and verse number 20. Scripture reminds us, lay up for yourselves treasures in heaven. You know, an old man, a great man of God, laid on his deathbed one day. He summoned a grandson of his to come to his side, calling the boy's name, he said, I don't know what type of work I'll be doing in heaven, but if it's allowed, I'm going to ask God to let me help build your mansion. How about that? You should send up plenty of the right materials. Now, living a life of purity and love and leading others to Christ as we share our faith, doing good works in Christ's name. You see, friends, all of these great things and all these materials may be sent on ahead. And they can never be touched by the fluctuations in the earthly economy, by natural disaster or thievery. So my question to you is, what kind of materials are you sending to heaven? So what kind are you? And I want you to think about that. All right, I want you to stand by. And we're going to do a little bit of Mission Impossible music as we get ready to bring on Security Sam. So stand by. You know, it's been a long time. It's been a very long time. Let's give a cheer. And you know what? I definitely, without being a shadow of a doubt, I need to give him a hand clap. He protects it really well out here. He's a very close, tight ship. How about some morning crow on a Thursday? All right, I guess you can laugh at him. I'll let you do it. Whistle at him. All right. You know what? Drum roll. It would not be right without fanfare for him. Countdown 10, for Security 9, Sam.
8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
10, all righty. Oops. Sorry, Sam. My friend, Security Sam. Hey, Security Sam.
Have no fear. Sam is here in LOCA. How you doing there, buddy?
Happy New Year, even though we're already, 13 days into the new year. Sam has been so busy. I have been so busy with the studio, trying to protect it, keep everybody safe, and protect your coffee, too.
Well, Sam, let me tell you something. I appreciate that. You've got to protect my pumpkin spice. And now we're going from pumpkin spice, it seems like, to the French vanilla. But thank you so much, my friend, for all you do. How have you been?
See, hey, I've been doing just fine. Me and Charlie have been Bible studying. And if a lot of people don't know who Charlie is, maybe one day we'll have him on the set. But Charlie is my deputy security man. He's my secondary guy that helps me protect the studio out here in downtown Fort Worth here at the tower.
That's right. And you know what? I really thank you guys a lot, and I thank you for all you do. So how is the Bible study going? Did you guys get very far in your Bible study?
See, hey, we got so far on our Bible study that we accomplished so much.
Good, good. Well, tell Charlie hi for him. I haven't seen him in a while.
I sure will. How was your Christmas? You know, it wasn't too bad.
It was not bad at all. God has been really good, and God is what? Good all the
time. He's good all the time. He's an on-time God.
That's right. Absolutely. You know, I've been wanting to see the movie whenever it comes out. Well, it's already out. God's Not Dead, We the People. It's a David R. A. White, David A. R. White movie. And I happen to be good friends with David A. R. White. I just hadn't had a chance to see it. I've been so busy. But if when I get a chance, I can't wait to see it.
See, hey, I know it's supposed to be a good show. Maybe we can go together and watch it.
Well, we get to invite you over and have you watch it on the television, too. But you have to rent the movie because now it's rentable.
Yeah, that's what I hear. Well, I just want to talk a little bit briefly about this COVID. Now, if you notice everywhere, we got hand sanitizers. We've had this cleaning crew go in here and they've cleaned the studio. They've wiped things down. They've done everything the way they're supposed to, but we have to live a normal life.
That's right. We do, Security Sam. I've lost a lot of friends to COVID-19, to the Delta variant, and now this Omicron. It just seems like there's one variant. We got another two variants coming. But you know what? We got to live our life as God wants us to live it. We got to enjoy our life, and we got to move forward, or we're never going to have a normal life. You know, I believe this COVID is here to stay, and just like the flu and stuff. But we just got to use our book smart and protect ourselves.
That's right. Absolutely. You do. And, you know, I just want to tell you real quickly, CA, I had a great Christmas. And, you know, it was better than the one year before when we were under a lockdown. But I'm going to tell you something right now. It was a great Christmas. We had an enjoyable time with our family, our grandkids, even my great-grandkids.
You have great-grandkids?
Yes, CA, I have two of them.
How exciting. That's wonderful.
Yes, you know, and it's fun just enjoying them and being with them. That's what it's all about.
That's right. That's right. Well, listen, I'm going to go ahead and let you go. I want to tell you thank you for all you do. You be safe. And you know what? I've got to see Stephen Curtis Chapman song by request coming up. So you have a great day.
Well, I just want to tell everybody hi. And don't worry, whenever you see me, say hi to Sam at the security desk. Me or Charlie.
There you go. We will. All right, bye. Bye, Sam. For the sake of the call, Stephen Curtis Chapman, hit it off, buddy.
Christ.
Amen. What a tremendous loss losing Jay Weaver. If you haven't already heard, he's half of the one that got Big Daddy Weave started. Jay had passed away from COVID-19. So my thoughts and prayer for Jay Weaver and his family. Guys, you need to follow me if you can on our Facebook page, the Morning Brew Christian Podcast. You can catch a lot of information that I probably don't have on the air here at iHeartRadio that you can catch on my personal page on there, and I surely appreciate that. Okay, well, today we're going to go back to my biblical archives. Today we're going to talk about five birthmarks of the born-again Christian, okay? So people have asked me, okay, well, what is a born-again Christian? Well, while the entire Bible stresses certainly an assurance for Christians who are born again, there's one section of Scripture that stakes out of the theme as a central focus, and that is the letter of 1 John. And as we carefully read through 1 John, we notice that there is a fivefold argument from the assurance of salvation. In fact, five of the birthmarks of the Christian. Now, these are characteristics, or if you want to call them the traits, of someone who is born again through the faith in Jesus Christ. So let me read some scripture to you on 1 John chapter 1, verses 1 and 4. Scripture says, "That which was from the beginning, which we have heard, and which we have seen in our own eyes, which we have looked in our hands, have touched, and this we can proclaim concerning the word of life. And the life appeared, and we have seen it, and we have testified to it, and we proclaim to you the eternal life which was in the Father that has appeared to us. We proclaim to you that we have not seen or heard, so that you may also have fellowship with us. And our fellowship is with the Father and with His Son, Jesus Christ. We write this to make our joy complete." Again, in the book of 1 John, chapter 1, highlighted verses 1 through 4. So let's take a look at these five signs of who are born-again Christians, okay? Let's start off with number 1. The born-again Christian, the birthmark of confession. Well, the first is the birthmark of confession, as described in 1 John chapter 5 and verse 1. You know, whosoever believes that Jesus is the Christ is born of God. Now, before you have assurance of salvation, friends, you have to believe that you are what saved. Okay? You have to confess Jesus Christ as your Lord. Now, some people assume that they are saved because they grew up in a Christian culture and they've gone to church all their lives or have been baptized and they try to live a good life. Yet, they're never distinctly and personally confessed Jesus Christ as their Savior and Lord. See, the Bible teaches that thus, while yet we are sinners separated from God by a sinful nature, we can never earn by or climb our way into the heaven by our own efforts or goodness. We can never be saved. That's why God became a man who lived in a holy, righteous life. He died on the cross for my sins, your sins, and everyone else's sins. And He shed His blood and He rose from the dead. He paid our penalty, took our judgment upon Himself, and He offers the opportunity to be born again. My second point, born again Christians, the birthmark of change. Now, in this first birthmark is our confession of Christ as our Savior and Lord. The second is changed life as we see it in 1 John and highlighted chapter 2 and verse 29. Scripture says, "Everyone who practices righteousness is born of Him." When Jesus truly saves us, it makes a difference in how we think, we act, we speak, or conduct ourselves. In fact, friends, the Bible says, "If anyone in Christ has a new creation, old things have passed away. Behold, all things have become new." Highlight that when Paul wrote that in the book of 2 Corinthians, chapter 5 and verse 17. As we begin to practice righteousness, our habits change, don't they? We have become, we would not be sinless perfect, but while we're on this planet, but if we're Christians, we need to behave like Christians. And there's a lot of people that don't, and we cannot judge not. We let God do that. So if we say that we are saved, but nothing has changed us, something is wrong. But if we are saved by good works, but we are saved for good works, and the gospel is transforming agents in our lives. Now, my third point I want to make to you, and this is born-again Christians, the birthmark of compassion. You know, those who are truly saved also can bear the birthmark of compassion. So my question to you to think about is, how can you know that you are a Christian? By what you believe, or how you live, or whom you love. Love is a reoccurring theme. In fact, if you go to 1 John and the apostles, they leave no doubt about how it penetrates the lives of true Christians. In fact, behold, he wrote, let us love one another, for the love is of God, and everyone who loves is born of God and knows God. We know that we have passed from death to life because we love the brethren. I want you to highlight these. You can find these in that scripture I just wrote. 1 John chapter 4, verse 7, 1 John chapter 3, and verse 14. So here's a question for you. Do you love your brothers and your sisters and the family of God? Those who are truly saved and those who enjoy and bless the households of faith, the family of God. Think about that. My fourth point, I got two more points. My fourth point, born again Christians, the birthmark of conflict. Ooh, well, we've been there, haven't we? We all have. You know, a fourth sign of truly being saved is conflict. According to, and I want you to highlight this, 1 John chapter 5 and verse 4 just simply says, whatsoever is born of God overcomes the world, and this is the victory that has overcome the world, our faith. You know, the world overcome implies a struggle. We're faced from adversaries who come, we must overcome. Our adversaries is described in 1 John chapter 2 and verse 14 as the wicked one. So let me read some scripture to you on 1 John. You want to maybe highlight this, chapter 2 verses 15 and 16, where it says, scripture says, I have written to you, young men, because you are strong. The word of God abides in you, where you have overcome the wicked one. See, John went into these next few verses to say, do not love this world and all things in the world. For all these things in the world, the lust of the flesh, the lust of your eyes, and the pride of life is not the Father, but of this world. When you're truly, genuinely born of God, you will be growing as an overcomer as you deal with the temptations around you. The world, the flesh, the devil. And you may not be victorious over the temptation every time you make progress in gaining more victories and losing less battles as you grow stronger in Christ and in the power of the abiding world of God. My last and final point. Born again Christian. The birthmark of conduct. That leads to this final point of mine. And I want to make it, we can see evidence of the vitality of salvation and our desire to conduct ourselves in a way that pleases God, according to 1 John chapter 3 and verse 9. Whosoever has been born of God does not sin, for his seed remains in him, and he cannot sin because he is born of God. Now, if we're not careful, we might interpret this verse to teach us that anyone who is born of God never sins. Then that would conflict with the other passages in the Bible that would describe us as unfailable or often failing. But if you go to Scripture in 1 John chapter 3 and verse 9, the world for sin is a present, active, infinitive, and it describes as continuous action. You see, John is not just saying that whoever sins once is not born of God. That would disqualify all of us. In fact, it would certainly disqualify me and you and everybody. But John is saying, in effect, whosoever keeps an unwilling, sinning, violating God's law with stubborn disregard and ongoing wickedness cannot have assurance of salvation. If we are truly saved, we will grieve over our sins, confess them, and seek God's grace to do better. So you can have this assurance of salvation today. Okay? His grace is inexhaustible, and his salvation is irreversible. Make sure you have confessed, friends, Jesus as your Lord and Savior, and then trust him in your eternal future. He will never leave you nor forsake you. His word was given that you might know Jesus Christ as your Savior, and you might also know that you have eternal life through him. Amen. Amen. So that's just food for thought on five birthmarks of the birth you know, when you're born again Christian. So you're probably like, well, see, hey, what are you getting to? What's your point? My point is it's very, very, very important to have Christ in your heart. If you, and I know I preach it a lot, I know I teach it a lot. Friends, if you don't have Jesus in your heart, you're missing out. Oh no, I live the lime life. I got all this money and it's stacked up and da da da. That's great. But if you don't have Christ in your heart, what do you have? Billy Graham once said, and I've talked about it, you can't take a U-Haul, fill it up with all your thousands and millions, and bury it. You probably could. Probably cost you an arm and a leg. But you can't take it to heaven. That's no value. Your value is God. Your value is having Him in your heart. He is your creator. He made each and every one of us different with a unique personality. You know, I kept my personality shelled up for a long time until I got out of it. And I regret in a way, we always have some kind of regret, and I can confess to you all and tell you on the radio land, I regret knowing that I had that personality in my young years and how I wasted my time. But now I made my time valuable. Now I'm trying to live my life, enjoy my life, and do what God has for me. And He's going to do that for you. So keep that in mind. Please keep Him first place in your life. Keep Him first place in your marriage, your dating, relationships, whatever it may be. Please, I can't stress enough. You know, it takes three. It does. With your children, takes your kids, you, if you're single, you, if you're married, you, your wife, God, your kids. Please keep Christ in it at all times, even all these times. I've had people tell me, well, CA, is this COVID stuff a wake-up call? You know, I'm not even going to make predictions. But I do know one thing. I do believe God's trying to shake us up and wake us up. He's coming back, but I'm not going to predict. You know, only He knows. But just always be God ready and enjoy that life. So let's lead off in a prayer on a Thursday. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank You so much for all You do. Father God, we love You. We care about You, and without You, we got nothing. Forgive us of all of our many sins, and let us have a great Thursday, for we ask it in Your precious name. Amen. Friends, again, if you have any questions, comments, prayer requests, email me up here at the downtown Fort Worth studio or anywhere. morningsbrew@gmail.com, morningsbrew@gmail.com. Somebody at a radio station will get in touch with you. Hopefully it'll be me, or they'll direct it to me. Just give me your prayer request. You know, we love You, and we care about You. I want you to know that. Well, I'm fixing to saddle up. I got a very hot, muggy, warm day as I get ready to leave the tower, get down off the tower over here and leave Face Studio 1. And boy, you could just feel the air conditioning in the wintertime here in beautiful Fort Worth, Texas. But looking across and seeing all the beautiful scenery and the sunrise. So anyway, I want you to remember that the sun does always, it's always rising on the other side. And I want you to enjoy life. LIFE, explanation point dot. Again, this is CA on the iHeartRadio Network. Y'all have a great day. Bye for now.